PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
75 degrees now at 9 o'clock. Thank you all for listening. I'm Levon Putney. Oh boy, did we get another round of storms pushing through this afternoon. Parts of North Jersey got hit earlier with heavy rains, but then the rest of the state, shore areas, Parkway, Turnpike, drivers were just stuck in traffic crawling along both for a while with standing water in a few spots and far left lanes even flooding. Also reported in several low-lying areas around the state, other highways and roads as well. Well, a former Hudson County Parks director is the last man to plead guilty in a federal bribery case.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 59-year-old Russell Falacara accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and kickbacks as a contractor, secured more than $5 million in Hudson County Park contracts. The conspiracy involved more than $1.5 million in bribes over 6 years. In 2005, Falacara pleaded guilty to racketeering charges after federal prosecutors said he was extorting companies on behalf of the Genovese crime family. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Oh, former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife, Nadine Menendez, is scheduled to report to prison tomorrow after a federal judge denied a request to delay the sentence to keep up breast cancer treatment, siding with prosecutors who said she can still get treatment behind bars. Well, whales usually get hit by boats, but a bit of a turnabout Sunday when a whale rammed a Carteret fireboat patrolling Raritan Bay.
We were doing about maybe 7 or 8 knots, and all of a sudden there was this loud bang.
That's Carteret's fire chief Eric Wall saying he went below to check at that point and saw a hole in the rear wall, and so firefighters put out a distress call, grabbed their stuff, and ended up in the water until nearby boats scooped them out. Nobody hurt, but that fireboat was. It sank. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast, that's coming up. Now, New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A couple of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm around early. Otherwise warm and sticky with some clouds tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow and pretty warm with sun and some clouds. A couple of showers and storms will be around in the afternoon and early evening hours, any of which could bring flooding downpours and gusty winds. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then a mostly dry weekend with some sunshine. The humidity is going to be dropping. Highs will be between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 74 now in Belmar. 77 in High Point. 74 degrees in Freehold. And weather brought to you by Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Red, white, and brand new. Ah, I see what they did there. Celebrate America's 250th during the Make This Summer sales event with over 1,000 new Jeeps in stock. Your next American adventure starts at Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The best just got better. Visit Route130CDJR.com. Next update. Next update at 9:30. Breaking news every time it breaks. Now back to the conversation with Steve Trevelise.
All right, which is worse to lose?